Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
In their book, First Things First, author Stephen Covey and his associate authors tell about attending a seminar where the instructor was lecturing on the importance of planning time. To impress his audience with the point he was making, the instructor took a wide-mouthed jar and filled it with fist-sized rocks. Then he asked, "Is the jar full?" Noticing that no more large rocks could be placed in the jar, everybody nodded his head in the affirmative. Then the instructor reached beneath the podium and took a bucket of gravel and poured it over the large rocks, shook it down into the cracks, and asked again, "Is the jar full?" This time, everyone hesitated. Knowing they missed the first answer, they said, "Probably not." "Right." Then he took a container of sand and poured it over the gravel until it sifted down and filled the remaining space. Same question. "Is the jar full?" Obviously, no takers responded. Then he took a pitcher of water and poured it in, filling the entire jar with water. With finality, the lecturer turned to his students and said, "Now, what's the point?" Someone responded that the obvious moral was that you could always get more into your life. "No," he countered, saying the real moral is that if you don't get the big rocks in first, you'll never get them in later. This is true of parenting, just as it is true of planning your time. Behavioral psychologists say that a child learns half of everything he will know by age 3, 3/4 by age 7. It is during the impressionable period of a youngster's life that you are laying the foundation, placing the big rocks of life upon which everything else is built. Seldom, if ever, does a parent realize how great is his responsibility when he wraps a baby tightly in a blanket and takes him home from the hospital. What happens in those early months and years determines to a large degree what kind of development, physically, emotionally, and spiritually, will follow in the life of a youngster. What are those foundation stones upon which life is built? Try these 6. 1. Commitment, 2. Care, 3. Communication, 4. Cohesiveness, 5. Constraint, and 6. Conveying what really counts, faith and values. First, the importance of your commitment as a parent. Though my heart goes out to every single parent who lays a foundation, by and large, kids come with 2 hands, 2 feet, and require 2 parents to keep up with them. Parenting is basically a 2-person task, and when 2 individuals love each other and are committed to their offspring, they provide the environment which enables growth and nurturing. Their model becomes a sex education course, a role model, a set of values, and more. Long ago, Amos asked the question, "Can 2 walk together except they be agreed?" The obvious answer is no. To what should parents commit? First, to each other. The best thing a dad can do for his children is to love their mother. They also need to commit to a set of values, deciding what is important, what is non-negotiable, and then live that value system. Finally, parents need to commit to serve the living God, bringing a taste of heaven into their home. Seldom, if ever, wrote a juvenile court judge in a personal letter, "Do I see a boy or girl in my court who has had the benefit of religious training?" You know, friend, getting those big rocks planted in the foundation, it's very important. It's not really a matter of life and death. It's more important than that. Train up a child in the way he should go, says Scripture, and when he's old, he won't depart from it. Have you put those big rocks in the foundation of your child's life? Remember, friend, you can't go back, but you can begin today. So if you fail to lay a solid foundation, do something about it and begin this very day. Worship together in church, study the Word, learn to pray together. Someday you will be very glad you got the big rocks in first. I'm Harold Saleh. You've just heard Guidelines.